From Greenville, South Carolina, we present Let the Bible Speak. Let the Bible Speak is the radio ministry of Faith Free Presbyterian Church, preaching Christ in all His fullness.
We welcome you to this broadcast of Let the Bible Speak. Our speaker is Dr. Alan Cairns, Minister Emeritus of Faith Free Presbyterian Church in Greenville, South Carolina. On today's program, Dr. Cairns continues a series of studies in Paul's Epistle to the Colossians, bringing the next portion of a two-part message entitled, Wonderful Redemption. The text, chapter 1, verse 14, says, In whom we have redemption through His blood, even the forgiveness of sins. Redemption involves a recovery of something by a purchase. In this case, it is the souls of sinners whom Christ has redeemed by His sacrifice on the cross. The elements of redemption include freedom from sin's bondage, complete forgiveness of sin, the fullness of Christ, and the guarantee of a future with Him in heaven. Dr. Cairns has emphasized that our salvation is a present possession. Then, this redemption brings us into union with Christ. It is a federal union, uniting believers to Christ in the covenant of redemption. It is a vital or living union. Then, it is a mystical union. For in God's sight, we are one with Christ. Dr. Cairns will come to this message in a few minutes. First, we'd like to call your attention to a devotional thought from Faith's Checkbook, a collection of writings from the pen of the great 19th century English preacher C.H. Spurgeon. Our devotional for today is entitled, He Constantly Abides. The text is 1 Samuel 12, verse 22. For the Lord will not forsake His people for His great name's sake, because it hath pleased the Lord to make you His people. God's choice of His people is the reason for His abiding by them and not forsaking them. He chose them for His love, and He loves them for His choice. His own good pleasure is the source of their election, and His election is the reason for the continuance of His pleasure in them. It would dishonor His great name for Him to forsake them, since it would either show that He made an error in His choice, or that He was fickle in His love. God's love has this glory, that it never changes, and this glory He will never tarnish. By all the memories of the Lord's former loving kindnesses, let us rest assured that He will not forsake us. He who has gone so far as to make us His people will not undo the creation of His grace. He has not wrought such wonders for us that He might leave us after all. His Son Jesus has died for us, and we may be sure that He has not died in vain. Can He forsake those for whom He shed His blood? Because He has hitherto taken pleasure in choosing and in saving us, it will be His pleasure still to bless us. Our Lord Jesus is no changeable lover. Having loved His own, He loves them to the end.
The love of God is greater far than tongue or pen can ever tell. It goes to
You're listening to Let the Bible Speak, the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America. We continue to receive encouraging response to these broadcasts, and we want you to know that we are very grateful to those of you who take the time to contact us. Among the various publications which we offer on these programs, the most popular is the quarterly Let the Bible Speak magazine. The principal focus of the current issue is the Gospel of Luke. The articles include Luke, the Man and His Message, A Primer on Prayer, The Parables, and Following Christ, the Meaning of Discipleship. Also, this issue contains another in a series of articles about the founding fathers of the Free Presbyterian Church, focusing this time on Dr. John Douglas. You may have a free copy of the magazine simply by asking for it. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. You may email us at ltbs@freepres.org. That's ltbs@freepres.org. Or you may telephone us toll-free at 866-877-LTBS. That's 866-877-5827. Also, if you enjoy the program, you may like to visit our website, Let the Bible Speak Radio, or ltbsradio.com. Don't forget the word radio, ltbsradio.com. In this connection, we'd like to call your attention to a series of video features on the website. In these video clips, Dr. Alan Cairns answers questions from both believers and non-believers regarding various issues, such as, how do we know the Bible is the Word of God? What is the unpardonable sin? Or, what's wrong with same-sex marriage? These video portions are listed under Q&A with Alan Cairns. You're sure to find these presentations to be informative and enlightening. Q&A with Alan Cairns is found on ltbsradio.com.
Thank you. It is this oneness of Christ and his people, whereby he is the source of their spiritual life. He is the sustenance of their spiritual life. And they receive from him all, underline that, everything of his saving merit and his saving power. Now, this is the union that exists between a Christian and Christ. It's in Christ that we have redemption, because of the union we have with Christ's person. Now, union with Christ is a vast, vast subject. This is something you could do a long series of messages on. Union with Christ. Theologians call it a federal union. The word federal comes from a Latin noun that simply means covenant or compact. So when we talk about a federal union, it's saying we are one with Christ in the bonds of an everlasting covenant. Now I put it like that, and you are taken right away beyond time into eternity. You're taken to the secret councils now made plain by divine revelation of God the Holy Trinity, when God the Father selected his Son and appointed his Son. I don't say selected him to be his Son, mind you. Selected him who is eternally his Son, and appointed him to be the covenant head of a redeemed people. In that same compact of redemption, God the Father chose a people out of the fallen mass of Adam's progeny, and he gave them unto Christ, so that from thenceforth, in the dealings of God in redemption, there would virtually be one man, the man Christ Jesus, and all the others thought of as in him. Virtually, therefore, in redemption, in salvation, God is dealing with one man. God only ever chose one man because of who he is, and because of his own intrinsic merit. And that is the man, Christ Jesus. God only ever justified one man because of his own perfect personal obedience to the law of God, and that is the man Christ Jesus. God only ever accepted one man because he deserved such acceptance, and that's the man Christ Jesus. But we are in Christ, chosen in Christ, accepted in Christ, redeemed in Christ. This is the union. In that covenant of grace, Christ stood for all his people. In that covenant of grace, he took all their liability. He took all their guilt. He took all their condemnation. He took everything that would forever shut them away from God. And he dealt with it in his own body and put it all away by the virtue of his own atoning sacrifice. The Lord Jesus Christ and his people are one in the covenant of redemption. And in that covenant, thank God, he not only took our sin, but we receive his righteous deserts. God made him who knew no sin to be sin for us, in order that we might be made the righteousness of God in him. And that's why I emphasized in my definition this oneness whereby we are the recipients of all his saving merit and power. It's a federal union. It's a spiritual union. That is, it is effected by the Holy Spirit, and it is maintained by the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit, by his own ineffable work and power, puts us into Christ. Paul puts it like this, writing to the church in Corinth, 1 Corinthians 12, verse 13. By one Spirit ye have been baptized into one body. I realize that there's that class of people that every time they see the word baptism, they see a tank. Of course, there's another class, and every time they see the word baptism, they see a font. And they're both wrong as far as this text is concerned. Nothing to do with gallons of water or drops of water. There's no water in it at all. What's he talking about? He's talking about the Holy Ghost regenerating a soul and uniting that soul with Jesus Christ. This is a spiritual work. It's not a sacramental work. Understand that. The sacraments have their place, that is baptism and the Lord's Supper. They have their place as signs and seals of a work that's done not by their power or virtue, but by the immediate, effectual working of the Holy Spirit of God. It's a spiritual union. John tells us in 1 John 4:13, hereby know we that we dwell in him and he in us, because he hath given us of his Spirit. It's also a vital union. The word vital, of course, you, I think, will immediately grasp, is used in its basic sense. That is, it pertains to life. The word vital comes from the Latin verb that the Latin noun that means life. In other words, this is a union of life. Mr. Brehm referred in the opening prayer to John chapter 15. There you've got a glorious description of this vital union. I am the vine. Ye are the branches. Now there's the union. The branch is in the vine. It's of the vine. It draws its sustenance and its life from the vine. Cut it off from the vine and it's dead. In union with the vine, it's living. This is a vital union. I'm talking now about the realm of genuine experience as well as of theological truth. This is a life that will manifest itself. It's easy to say that, but I want you to get the full import of it. If you're saved and you're in union with Christ, there is life, and that life is manifested in spiritual fruit. We have become so used in fundamentalism to the notion that fruit is soul winning. And that's the only kind of fruit it is. And so you have people who are living as defeated a life as you can imagine, but they're running around to make sure they've given out so many tracts in a year to see, make sure they're soul winners. Now, don't misunderstand me. God blesses the giving out of tracts. Give out as many tracts as you can. I would be the last to scorn such efforts. What I'm saying to you is this. When the Bible speaks of spiritual fruit, it never, never once even brings soul winning into the picture. That may come as a result, and God will use you in winning souls. Never lose the passion to win souls. To go and evangelize, never lose that passion. But the fruit of the Spirit is given you in detail. What the fruit is, and what is it? Quite simply, it's the life of Christ manifesting itself to you in all its varied characteristics. That's the fruit of the Spirit. The life of Christ manifesting itself in and through you in all the variety of its characteristics. It's a vital union. It's a mystical union. That's a wonderful word, a mystical union. And here's the mystery in it. We are one with Christ. But contrary to what Lutheranism teaches, we are never going to be deified. It is a valid criticism of the Lutheran theology's doctrine of the person of Christ that the incarnation becomes more the deification of man than God, the Son, becoming human. If that's too sweeping a statement without any introduction or follow-up, you'll have to forgive me. I will refer you, as I used to do, 1982 in theology class, and my theology dictionary had not yet been delivered from the printer. Instead of us having the students write out reams and reams of definition, I used to say, see dictionary. See dictionary. Lisa Tice did me a beautiful little needlework painting which said, see dictionary. Sarcasm. I would tell you, see dictionary anyway, on the humanity of Christ. What I'm saying to you is, we are not deified. There is something, now it's not an equation, it's not an equation at all, but there is a similarity, a spiritual similarity. As God the Son took a true humanity, even a human body, into union with himself, and deity was not humanized, and humanity was not deified, and there is no confusion of natures. So in somewhat of a similar mystery, the Lord Jesus Christ has taken us as his spiritual body into a vital but mystical union with himself. We do not become confused with Christ. We become united to him.
You've been listening to Let the Bible Speak, the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America. We hope that you've enjoyed and benefited from today's program. We're here as your servants for Christ's sake. If we can be of any further help to you in the things of God, we invite you to contact us. If you would like to receive our booklet, A New Beginning, a booklet that sets forth God's way of salvation in clear, concise, and biblical ways, you may have it free of charge, simply for the asking. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. If you wish, you may call us toll-free at 1-866-877-LTBS. That's 1-866-877-5827. You may email us at info@faithfpc.org. That's info@faithfpc.org. Also, we invite you to visit our website at www.faithfpc.org. If you would be interested in considering the establishment of a Free Presbyterian Church in your area, by all means, let us know. Once again, you may call us toll-free at 1-866-877-5827. On behalf of Dr. Alan Cairns, this is Charles Kelch saying thank you for listening and inviting you to join us Monday through Friday at this same time as we Let the Bible Speak.